It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader concerning arts and cultural activities of the weekend. And Rich, I understand one of the big events in the area is a play opening at the Pioneer Playhouse in Danville featuring something that is actually a historic event from the history of Centre College.
Pioneer Playhouse has made an annual tradition of devoting their third show of the year to a new play that focuses on an aspect, a local event or local history or something of that sort. And this year they are focusing on the historic Centre College football team's historic win over Harvard in 1921. And now it may be hard to wrap your mind around it today, but at one point in the very early years of college football, Harvard was the national powerhouse along with Yale and Princeton. So if you wanted to assert yourself as preeminent in college football, they were the guys you had to beat. And there was a man who went to center and became a football coach who really had that ambition to do that, to put together a team that would put Centre College on the map and go out there and go toe-to-toe with the big boys. And this victory over Harvard is widely regarded, even today, if you search for biggest college football upsets. Centre College 6, Harvard 0 is often cited as one of the biggest of all time.
Well, Rich, how are they staging the football game on stage?
They're doing it kind of creatively, in some cases using shadow figures behind a screen to kind of look like more people are there than are there. You have a few plays that are run like, 4-on-4 or 6-on-2. So, it's certainly they're not putting a football field on the stage at center, but they do try to emulate the action of a football game there. And it's kind of interesting to watch and an interesting story to hear. There is a popular graffiti around Danville that was C6HO. And Robbie Henson, who's the director of the theater, says he thinks, a lot of people know that, but they don't really know the story behind it.
From Danville, we move over to Somerset and the Somerset Festival being topped by Counting Crows.
That's right. They've got quite a lineup out there for the Master Musicians Festival this weekend, and it is topped by Counting Crows, who a lot of people know from back in the 90s, and Mr. Jones was one of their big hits and around here, and they're still a going concern and are releasing a new album soon and are playing down in Somerset at the Master Musicians Festival. Also on the bill are St. Paul and the Broken Bones, who you've probably heard about on WEKU any number of times. They've been profiled all over the place. And some acts of local interest, like Coralie and the Townies and Tyler Childers and Sunday Best is the headliner on Friday night. And then Counting Crows and St. Paul are on Saturday night down in Somerset.
And bringing you back home to the Lexington area, Masterston Station Park, the annual Lions Club Bluegrass Fair.
It's your annual chance to go eat a funnel cake and then get on a spinny ride and see if you can keep it down. It's a good old fair. The one thing that people need to watch out for when they're heading out to it this year is there's a lot of construction on Leestown Road, which leads up to Masterson Station Park. So once you get beyond News Circle, if you're coming up that way, you really need to watch out for the lanes to narrow down and just be patient and you'll get there.
All right, Rich Copley, thank you so much for this week's whirlwind tour of events happening in Central Kentucky.
Thank you.